Imagine sitting in a quiet university courtyard when your eyes meet those of a meditator radiating extraordinary peace. Suddenly, you feel a pleasurable warmth in your heart, your first encounter with Kundalini energy. This was John Selby's introduction to a 4,000-year-old meditation tradition that would transform his life. Unlike many spiritual practices buried in religious doctrine, Kundalini meditation offers a universal approach to awakening our innate spiritual potential, regardless of background. What makes this approach particularly relevant today is how it addresses our ecological crisis. Kundalini awakening isn't merely personal transformation, but a communal evolution of consciousness our troubled world desperately needs. As celebrities like Sting, Russell Brand, and Oprah embrace these practices, more Westerners are discovering this direct path to spiritual experience that balances ancient wisdom with practical modern application. Your body contains 7 primary energy centers, chakras, along your spine, functioning as both physical nerve ganglia and spiritual vortexes that vibrate between physical and energetic forms based on your thoughts and emotions. The root chakra at your spine's base connects you to earth, providing stability when balanced or fear when blocked. The sexual chakra in your reproductive organs powers both sexuality and creative potential, which through Kundalini practice can transform into purer vibrations. The power chakra between your navel and solar plexus governs willpower and manifestation, determining energy flow direction. The heart chakra represents your system's balance point, teaching lower chakras to express through love while grounding higher ones in compassion. The communication chakra in your throat bridges inner and external worlds. The intuitive chakra, or third eye, is where mind observes itself and opposites unite. The crown chakra at your head's top exists beyond comprehension, representing infinite spiritual dimensions where individual identity dissolves. Kundalini meditation employs 4 tools to direct energy through your chakras. First is breath awareness, anchoring you in the present moment where spiritual connection occurs. The second vehicle is mental focus on each chakra location. This directed attention stimulates specific areas. For the root chakra, this includes sphincter contraction to redirect energy upward, while the heart chakra focus encompasses the intersection of vertical and horizontal energies. Sound vibration through mantras forms the third vehicle. Each chakra resonates with a specific sound: lam, root; vam, sexual; ram, power; yam, heart; ham, communication; om, intuitive; and silence, crown. Chanting occupies your verbal brain, halting thought flow and shifting from rational to intuitive consciousness. The fourth vehicle uses visual meditation with mandalas, spiritual designs that focus attention inward. Each chakra corresponds to specific colors and symbols that activate that energy center, from the root chakra's white triangle within a yellow square to the heart chakra's gold 6-pointed star. Unlike traditional approaches that force Kundalini energy through all 7 chakras, a gentler awakening process centers on the heart chakra, embodying Buddha's middle way. Those pursuing extreme spiritual experiences often achieve them, but with consequences like headaches, unusual sensations, emotional instability, and grounding difficulties. Kundalini energy flows both upward from earth through your body and downward through your crown. This dual flow creates a dynamic interplay where these energies meet within you, with your heart chakra sitting precisely at this convergence point of maximum power. Your chakra system alternates between masculine and feminine energies. First, earth is masculine, yang, solid. Second, sex is feminine, yin, flowing. Third, power is masculine, yang. Fourth, heart is feminine, yin. Fifth, throat is masculine, yang. Sixth, brow is feminine, yin. Seventh, crown is masculine, yang. The heart chakra's feminine nature at the system center balances the four yang and three yin chakras, creating an ideal fulcrum for spiritual development.
Even on your busiest days, access Kundalini energy through the seven-breath meditation, integrating all chakras in just seven breaths. Each breath targets a specific chakra with its associated mantra, muscle contractions, and visualization, like contracting your pelvic floor while visualizing a red four-petaled lotus and chanting Lam for the root chakra. With more time, try the pranayama breathing session with five techniques: energy pump meditation to balance breathing, kundalini rising breath for energy charging, breath of fire with quick exhales, alternate nostril breathing to balance energy channels, and Kumbhaka breath counting. Kumbhaka breath control offers three patterns: the balanced breath, inhale for two counts, hold for four, exhale for six, hold for four. The supercharging upward pattern, inhale for six, hold for six, exhale for four, for energy, and the calming pattern, exhale for six, hold for six, inhale for four, to reduce stress. For complete practice, address each chakra systematically using all four vehicles, spending 5 to 7 minutes per energy center with specific mudras, bandhas, and visualization techniques.
Sexual energy functions as the primary creative power that can be transmuted into higher spiritual vibrations. While Kundalini is rooted in sexual energy, its transformation affects your entire energetic system. Kundalini meditation enhances bliss across all activities, though masters recommend developing personal spiritual energies through solitary practice first. For men, conserving vital essence is important. Each ejaculation represents energy that could fuel spiritual development. Ancient traditions advocated complete retention, though moderation offers a middle path. Notably, ejaculation differs from orgasm. Spiritually developed men can experience multiple chakra-wide orgasms without ejaculating, embracing a more feminine sexuality that separates pleasure from release. Women typically find Kundalini meditation more accessible, as their sexual energies are naturally more internal and cyclical. The connection between womb and heart creates a natural pathway for spiritual ascension, while their capacity for multiple orgasms reflects their ability to circulate energy throughout their system. We experience Kundalini awakening during sexual excitement, as that electric flush of energy through our spine. Through dedicated practices, this energy can be consciously directed upward to energize your chakra system, transforming from raw form into refined spiritual energy through specific breathing, visualization, and energy lock techniques. The heart chakra embodies love as the foundation of all chakra qualities, merging energies from above and below. At your system center, it represents the marriage of matter and spirit, transforming ego power into compassionate service. Human love requires willpower. As Joseph Chilton Pierce notes, the third chakra uses willpower to unite the second chakra with the fourth, unifying sex and love. Many people, especially men, remain trapped in lower chakras with blocked heart chakras. The Christian cross helps locate your heart center, where vertical and horizontal axes intersect, awakening your heart chakra as energies converge to generate love. Kundalini meditation connects personal transformation with ecological consciousness. Your integrated energy system influences community and environment through enhanced awareness. During our ecological crisis, Kundalini awakening catalyzes environmental stewardship. Many traditions suggest our civilization is working through third chakra challenges before transitioning to a heart-centered era. Our technological achievements represent third chakra expression, but without higher centers, this manifests as environmental exploitation. The challenge is balancing power with heart-centered compassion, directing technology towards sustainable relationships with nature. Through Kundalini awakening, you help accelerate collective transformation toward conscious, sustainable living, contributing to planetary evolution.